Hi, my name is Matt, and I'm an ag.
And
like Christina said, Monday night, Life or Death is my home group. Thank you for asking me to come down and speak. I think anytime you get asked to speak, I think that's a real privilege, you know, to get up and share anything, no matter what the topic is. Christina asked me to come down and share a little bit on no matter what. And, you know, when I came in here, I heard about, I'd hear people talk about, you know, different people that pick up sponsors and say, you're part of the no matter what club now. No matter what, you can't pick up if I'm going to sponsor you, you know. And that ain't always true, is it? I don't know, if you're an addict like me, that ain't always true, you know. It took me a long time to come in here with enough willingness and beat up enough to get to the point of no matter what, I'm not going to use. And once I got in here, once I came into these rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, it was a lot for me, because I couldn't slow my mind down enough to have a thought other than I just wanted it to stop. I had two modes when I was out there. It was high and it was sick, and there was no in between. I didn't feel nothing else. I didn't care nothing else. That's all I did. You know, if I wasn't high, I was trying to get high. And that was it. And it got to the point where I was ready to either die or quit, and I didn't care which one. I really didn't. And a higher power stepped into my life. You know, I choose to call it higher power, God. And you know, he brought me into the rooms. You know, I got clean in a place. You know, heroin is my drug of choice. I love shooting dope. Love it. My problem was it don't love me. And I just couldn't stop using. Just couldn't. Not on my own. I wasn't strong enough. So I got a reprieve. You know, I got a chance to come into these rooms and learn about Narcotics Anonymous. But that wasn't the case right away. When I first came in, you know, where I got clean, there wasn't no NA. You know, I didn't get the luxury of going into an NA room and be able to speak freely about my addiction. Because first and foremost, I'm an addict. Our literature, I love our literature. I relate to that like night and day. Dude, you were just up here sharing. He's up here sharing. I'm like, man, he's talking for me. I can relate. You know, I've been given some gifts since I come into this room, and I have a choice to use them today. And two of them gifts are listening and relating. And if I can do them things, that's half the battle, man. If I can hear what you're saying, I can relate what that's like, and I can apply that to my life today, you know. And them things came along, you know, through getting a sponsor, getting involved. I have a home group. I have a sponsor. I brought sponsees down with me today. I brought my sponsor with me today, you know. If I want to live, if I want to go forward, if I want to grow, if I want to change, you know, I got to take some suggestions, because my best thinking always kept me sick. And no matter what I did, no matter what, I could never outthink this drug. I could never outthink my addiction. You know, there's no winners in the game, just losers. It kills. My disease kills. That's what it does. This disease of addiction. And I could never get past that. I could never get past that. I used to always have the thought that I had the master plan. And no matter what, it works both ways. Because no matter what, you don't know what I got to tell you, because I haven't told you how I'm going to work, but I got to work. But I just figured out that I didn't tell you yet. So hold on a second and let me explain it, and you're going to get along with my program. And as I'm talking, the more I say, the more you see how full of shit I am. But I can't see that because I'm in it, because that's why I need the fellowship. Because I cannot stay clean alone. I can't. Don't work. Can't. I had this old timer always says, the only thing that comes after can't is bullshit. I can't use and live. That's what I can't do today. So anyways, I came in, I got in this program, I got in another fellowship, and I stayed in them rooms for a long time, for 7 years before NA started to come around in our area. 6 or 7 years. And, you know, before I really got introduced to our literature, you know, I had a little bit of introduction, but there was a guy up in our area who's my sponsor today, and he really brought, you know, I'm part of the Camden area. The day I got my life back was, the day I was given a second chance was 3/11/03, and you know, this guy comes along. He was around for a while, and you know, he seen that there was a need for this for NA. He got my sponsor. He got clean out in Hawaii, and that's really cool because he brought a different spin to things, something we didn't have around the area that I was from. And Narcotics Anonymous started to grow in our area, and I came in and I'd hear the literature and I'd hear people talk and I'd hear people share, and I'd be like, I can relate to that, you know. And that's where my home is today. You know, my higher power, I mean, how does it say that? You can't see the miracle of this program until you work through the steps. It says that in our in chapter 7 out of our basic text. It talks about that. And that's so true. It's a recovering relapse. If you ever get a chance to read that, that's a good read. The whole book's a good read. But it talks about that in there. And when you get a sponsor and you go through this process, you know, that's where it happens. That's where the change happened for me. That's where I got to apply the other 23 hours out of the day that I'm not around you people, that I'm not in the rooms, that I'm not in meetings, where I have to be accountable for me, where I got to apply what I got to learn, what I've learned through working with my sponsor, through getting involved, through being a part of, and the freedom that came with that is just beyond anything that I can put to words. I met Christina 4 or 5 years ago, and it was something when I met her. I want to share a couple stories with you, you know, because you know, my theme is she asked me to speak on is no matter what, and people go through shit, you know, say, oh, using was hard, recovery's hard, life's hard. You know, I don't have to do this alone today. You know why? Because I can't do this alone today. The people in these rooms is what we have. This is all we have. I was like 3 years, 4 years clean. I had a friend come into the rooms. I got clean when I was 24. And helped him get a sponsor, helped him get a home group, going to meetings. I got moved to this job, and I was on second shift, and I wasn't hitting meetings, so he'd hit meetings. He'd come up and see me every night, and we'd talk about recovery, and it was really cool. And he got clean, and he got about 3 years clean, and I got him into where I was working, and he started to get a good job, and he started to get all these rewards and all these benefits of being clean. He started getting his stuff from working steps, from being a part of, and he was 29 years old, and he got cancer, you know. And a year after he was diagnosed with that, he died, you know. But he went out of winter. The last year he had cancer, he didn't pick up, you know. He didn't have to pick up again because he found these rooms, because he found a program. No matter what, you know, not even 30 years old, he died a couple weeks before his 30th birthday. Gonna have to use. He got mad. I remember he'd get mad. We'd come to his house to have meetings, and he'd get mad. He'd be like, get out! And he'd start throwing shit at us. And we just carried on the meetings, and he'd start talking and sharing, and halfway through the meeting, he'd become a part of. And Everybody would leave, and he'd be like, thank you. You know, thank you. I know how my addiction was to me, and it had its hooks in me. I didn't have a choice. It talks about that in our basic text. In step one, in powerlessness, I did not have a choice. I had to use. And when he came into the rooms and he got cancer and he died, I remember before he died, you know, he would get so mad sometimes that he'd be like, what kind of God would let me get clean to have this stuff and then die? And I'd just say, I don't know, man. You know, if you were out there using, you'd be dying alone. You know, that's all I can say. It's funny how I get caught up, me, in these little things that are so trivial, that don't matter, that don't matter. Because today is all we have. This is a gift. This is a gift of, they say, the gift of recovery. Man, I love this gift of recovery. I love Narcotics Anonymous. This is my home, and I'm going to continue to serve it as long as I can. You know, I was looking at the... looking back, you know, he died, and there were key players, you know, in my recovery when I came in. When I made this decision, no matter what, I'm not going to ever pick up again. I'm not going to use again. I'm going to do what they say. I'm going to take these suggestions, and I'm going to live them. I'm going to apply this stuff, or I'm going to die. Because for me to go back to worse than what it was, I don't know what that is for anybody else, but I know what that is for me. And that's death. And that's who I got to be true to today, is myself, when I look in the mirror at night, when I go to bed, you know, when I talk to my higher power. I get caught up in stuff, and I forget. I'm a quick forgetter. The simplest stuff is the best stuff that I've ever learned in these rooms, because it always applies. But I get caught up, and I split hairs over the stupidest shit that don't matter. I remember my dad, he had a sore shoulder, and he was shoveling snow, and I was like, and I was getting on him to go to the doctor, and this is like a month after Matt died. His name was Matt as well, and so he finally went, and he got the results, and that's a good icebreaker to keep doing that. And he got the results, and I'm going into work, and I'm working nights, and he's like, I need you to come over in the morning. But here I am, I'm trying to hit meetings, and I'm trying to control everything, and I'm trying to do everything instead of letting it happen and being a part of. And I remember hollering at him, and I remember saying, ugh. I remember saying, just tell me what's going on. Just tell me what's going on. I got to go into work, and I got short with him. He said, the doctor said I had cancer. And I was like, just, man. I like it when people say, well, there's drugs where I work. There's drugs where I work, too. I mean, show me a place where there's not drugs where you don't work. I mean, they're everywhere. I have a choice today. I don't know if you heard me say that, but that's a big part of my recovery. I have a choice today. I can choose to go get high. I can choose to hide from my problems, because that's what I do. I run and hide. When shit gets bad, I used to hide. I don't have to do that today. I don't have to do that today. Three years ago, I don't know, it was a rough summer. We buried my grandma, and then we turned around and buried my dad. And I need more balloons. But it was a rough summer, you know. And no matter what happened, I didn't have to use. You know, I used to be that person in the town that I grew up in where people would be like, there's that Matt Smith. Somebody should put a bullet in his effing head. You know, he's a scumbag. He's a piece of shit, you know. I got to remember that. People come into rooms. We're here to help. My sponsor says you only get one chance to make a first impression, you know. I don't want that impression ever to be negative, you know. Am I always spiritual? Hell no. Am I always welcome? No. I'm not. I get caught up in stuff that don't matter. But no matter what, as long as I don't pick up that first drug, I can be helpful another day. You know? Well, I buried... whew, I don't know if I'm going to get the last one. I buried my dad, and I had to take care of all that stuff. You know, I came in here, and I was just this punk kid. And that's what I was when I came in these rooms. You know, I was just a punk kid running drugs. That's all I was. And I was addicted to them, and I couldn't quit. And I didn't know how to balance a checkbook. I didn't know how to be responsible. I didn't know how to pay rent or nothing. I remember I was with my sister one day, and I'm like, she's like, Matt, you can't sell drugs the rest of your life. And I just, you know, I share this a lot because I was so caught in myself. And I said to her, I said, how can you not see this is a good deal? You know, because I can't see my garbage because I'm in it. Every time I'm in it. Every time. And she was like, how can you? She's looking at me like I'm crazy. And I'm like, I make my own hours. I don't pay taxes. You know? But thank God, you know. Thank God for you people. You saved my life, you know. I heard some guy say, this ain't a program of some get it and some don't. This is a program of some do it and some won't. And I agree with that. You know, it all starts with willingness, you know. It says in our, I'm taking this kid, this one guy I sponsored through our book, and you know, you ever notice how you can read through our literature and then read something again, and it's like, boy, where was that the last time I read that? I was reading the other day, and it said, we don't always have to learn from pain. And I was like, how did I keep reading over that? That's in our step study working guide. And because I think of all the time that I had to go through pain to learn what I had to learn, you know. I think of all the different situations I've been through and I didn't have to pick up over, you know. I got just one more thing. I don't know if I'm going to be able to share it or not. I'm going to try to. I had a fiance and she died last summer. So I can live the last 4 or 5 years in death. And, she passed away, and it was like the most freakish thing ever. You know, she was one of us. She was an addict, you know. I heard somebody up here sharing about, you know, how it's more than just the drugs, and it is, you know. Because I was telling my sponsor, I was like, you know, he brought this up, and I forgot about telling him about this. But I was like, you know how I know I'm screwed up? Because I'm the guy that brings a 5-pound bag of root beer barrels to work at night and leaves with an empty bag because I can't have one. That has a lot to say about who I am and what I do. Because I just can't quit. I just can't stop. That's good. That's good. I got to get into something where it involves me, takes over me, controls me. Them root beer barrels, love them. Don't ever give me one. I'll keep coming back. I'm like a nuisance bear. But she died, okay? Her parents watched the EMTs bring her back different times from heroin overdoses with the Narcan and all that. Her parents watched her get jumped and She got in her rooms and she got cleaning, she got sponsoring, she was doing all these things, and she died of constipation. You live this life, and her bowels broke in three different spots, and she died right there on this table. And I was holding her hand, and it was hard, you know. But I didn't have to use, and I don't have to use today. I got this amazing life. I got this amazing gift. And if you have this gift, share it. Because there's not too many of us that get this gift. There's not too many of us that get this chance. You know? When you're sitting there in a room and somebody comes in the room and they're messed up, instead of going, hey, look at him, he's screwed up, why don't you go over to him and say, hey, man, how you doing? Welcome him. You know? We only get one chance to make a first impression. You know? I know why I'm here today. Thanks for letting me share.